The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go, for Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. And Ask Metafilter, thousands of life's little questions answered, online at ask.metafilter.com.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's the Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. Have you ever met one of your heroes? It can be a really transformative experience in a good way or in a bad way or in just sort of a confusing way. Comedian Greg Behrendt told us the story of the time that he met one of his heroes, Diamond Dave, David Lee Roth, the frontman of Van Halen. It turns out that the way that one evaluates one's heroes changes when you're 45 relative to when you're 15. Here's Greg Behrendt, recorded live at the Sound of Young America Presents Laugh Night at Art Share in Los Angeles.
So I liked Van Halen as a youth, like when I was young and my band was Van Halen, and this was pre everything that you all have. And so you just had your album covers really to look at the band and then the handful of magazines. You didn't spend a lot of time with them. And for me, Van Halen was transitioning from being a jock sort of into this world where the leader of this particular group had the freedom to, I could never figure him out. I couldn't figure out David Lee Roth, because on one level there was a bravado and the content in the song says, I like women, you know? But then the spandex pants and the furry ski boots made you curious. Really? Like, I'm not sure where you're coming from. I like the progressive idea happening here. I love that you're challenging me with a furry boot, you know, and a spandex pant. Oh, look at that. You've got a chap on with no back end. There's a bottom showing. In the I think it was Women and Children First album came with a poster of David Lee Roth chained somehow to a chain link fence with just leather pants on. Like, who's that even for? Like, women don't, like, I don't know any woman that's like, oh, that's so hot. Like, he was even chained, but on his knees. So like, he looked like a dog. I could never figure out what it was. And earlier, I think it was Nick that said, don't go back. And I really do believe this. Don't revisit your past. You're having these great moments now. Let them just sort of hang and enjoy them and move on. Don't go back and try and figure it out. Because a couple years ago, I got invited to meet David Lee Roth. Now, this is on the David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar tour. So these are lean times for Mr. Roth. And I've been invited onto his bus. And I go on the bus. And I'm excited because it's David Lee Roth. And he was sort of the voice of my youth, and I'm, you know, it's exciting, and he's lovely, he's very nice, gracious, come on in, man, you know, and he's just the same as he is on stage. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, when does it stop? He won't stop talking. Like, he wouldn't stop talking. Like, he would talk, and then he would do this thing where he would stare at you when he was finished answering a question that hadn't been asked. So you'd be on the bus, and he'd be like, well, what we do is high-velocity folk music, man. And then he'd just hit you with that grin, like a big open mouth grin, like he was waiting for something, and then just stare at you. And then you were like, God, I can't turn away. What's that? Please stop. Like, please, God, stop. I want to go home now. Like, it's enough. And I've looked at his head too long, and I'm trying to figure out what color, what skin, and what's hair. You know what I mean? Like, I'm having that moment. But he's being gracious. And after 2 hours, finally, one of my friends figures out an escape. Generally escape. He goes, oh, my God, you know what? Our car might be locked in the parking lot. And Dave goes, I'll drive you home, man. And I'm like, no, you have David Lee Roth to do, don't you? Like, you can't be available to drive me home. Somewhere in there, too, there was a costume change, which was odd. Like, he had gone. None of us even remember it happening, but we know he had two different shirts on. He was wearing a chambray work shirt at the beginning, post-show, showered, chambray work shirt, rolled up, boom, later on, French pirate boat shirt. When did it happen? I don't know, but he had a different shirt on. We all know it. But I live with the experience. I had it. It was like, okay. And then we get invited to the Van Halen reunion tour. They're gonna. It's the last night of rehearsal at the Forum, so they invite a small group of people, and by that it's like 800 people. But in the Forum, that's a small group, and they're practicing before they go on tour, and it's Van Halen back together. And Roth comes out, and I think he's probably a gay gentleman. I'm not positive, you know, but there was a thing that he did during the show, and it's fine, where he was sexually posturing, and he did it at my wife. We're right down in the pit with many people from the 80s. It was just a pit filled with Warren DeMartini from Rat and George Lynch of Dokken. I'm taking you back a little bit. I know this is like me hearing a Woodstock story. But anyway, the point is there were a lot of old rockers, and they were doing their thing, and they were pretty tight, pretty good. Eddie looked pretty good at this point. I'll talk about him a little bit later. He enjoys a capri pant, by the way, a short pant rolled at the knee, and then a high top and shirtless in that sort of, is he skinny or homeless? And then I have an answer to that question for later. So anyway, Roth is doing his thing, and at one point he sees my wife, and he points at her. My wife's hot, and he points at her. And then he grabs his biscuit basket, it's what we'll call it for the radio, grabs the biscuit basket, and he pulls the shop together. Generally, when you grab the basket, you're letting people know that you've got a biscuit for them, right? A lot of rappers will grab the basket to let you know, I've got it, I brought it, and we can use it. I've got it right here. If you're wondering if I got brought it, I did indeed. Here it is. I've got it. But Roth grabbed his, he pulled it all together. Then he licked his finger and stuck it straight up in the air. And then just stared my wife down with a grin. And I'm like, what move is that? Like, what is that? Where you close up shop and then check the weather? Like, what is that? We might go fishing. I don't know what's happening. And then my wife starts laughing. I'm like, don't laugh at him, you know, because he's right here. And she starts grinning because he won't unlock. And it's just weird. And so then we go to see. So now I'm done with it. I'm like, I can't go. My sister, God love her, she gets us tickets to see the last night of the tour, which is here at the Staples Center. Just regular tickets, so we're not too. I'm like, let's not be close. Like, let's live it. Let's listen. Let's sort of listen. And we go, and there's lots of fans. Van Halen has the kind of fans that don't even know there's an internet. Like, they just don't know. They've been in a parking lot for a long time. They've got a Camaro. They've got weed if you need it, and they're ready to go. They're still ready to go, and they're lovely. They're like, what's up, man? Like, they're happy. And the guy next to me held his beer cup the entire night, just his cup up, just, whoa! Like, every once in a while, just, yeah! Apropos of nothing. Like, before the band even went on, he was just letting you know he was here. He'd been waiting. It was the time he'd been waiting for. He held that cup up. I don't even like my wife enough to hold a cup for 2 hours, but he loves Van Halen in that way, and so he's doing that. There's two kids that are waiting for the Eruption solo that when it happens, when Eddie plays the classic Eruption, these kids talk all the way through it. It's like, oh my God, we've been waiting for this. This is amazing. It's what we've been waiting for. It is what we've been waiting for. This is awesome. It's better than awesome. I'm like, shut up. It's happening. Your life is happening now. Finally, Eddie finishes the solo, and he does this thing. You know, they've got the cameras now at the big screens, and they'd been really wide on Eddie all night, but at the end of the solo, he stood near a camera, and he went, wah! Like that, and he yelled, and he's like, no teeth, and he puts his foot, and I'm like, oh my God, I recognize him as the guy from in front of the bank. Like, he fingers are bloody, it's a mess. I pulled out a dollar, I couldn't even give it to him. So we get to the end, and I'm like, let's get out of here. Now I don't even like him anymore. I'm like, I don't like Van Halen, I don't want to see him anymore. I've had enough. It's not the same as when I was a kid. Let's leave this alone. You know, it's like, don't revisit an old girlfriend. Don't do that check-in call. Don't check in on that old boyfriend of yours. Just leave it alone. Let it live in your... Save it to... Just, you know what I mean? Don't go revisit it. It's not the right thing to do. But, you know, not everything from the past is... You know, the Pixies, you go see them, they're the same. I guess the point is if you're hot when you're young, it's going to go bad for you because people want... They sexualize you. Not that there was anything sexy about the Pixies, but come on, really. But, you know, they sang about science fiction and they were chunky and it still looks the same and it's awesome and it's beautiful. But the Van Halen, you just don't... And then Poison, we can't even discuss. Thank you guys very much.
Comedian Greg Behrendt's most recent special, available on DVD and CD, is called That Guy from That Thing. You can find him online at gregbehrendt.com. He's headed to Greenwood Village, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and Atlanta, Georgia, among other places, in the coming weeks. He also hosts a monthly show here in Los Angeles, California, at Largo. The Sound of Young America returns triumphantly to New York City on October 22nd. At the Jerome L. Green Performance Space at WNYC. Join me, Jesse Thorne, my guests, including the brilliant Amy Sedaris, and more, for a night of fun and laughter and good times, and, I don't know, maybe some intellectual stimulation. We'll see.
You can find more information about the show by visiting MaximumFun.org and clicking on our Live in New York City link in the right-hand bar. The Sound of Young America is proud to be a returning sponsor of the Seattle Sketch Fest in 2010. It's Seattle's premier comedy festival. It's happening October 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Theater Off Jackson in Seattle's International District. You know, when Sketchfest Seattle got started in 1999, it was the first sketch comedy festival in the country, and it's been operating continuously ever since. I've performed sketch comedy there and recorded The Sound of Young America there, and my experiences were absolutely wonderful. You'll see some of the best sketch comedy groups in the country all converging on Seattle for a festival that really is a blast. If you're a comedy fan in Seattle and you want to check it out, visit them online at sketchfest.org. That's Sketchfest Seattle 2010, October 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Theater Off Jackson in Seattle's International District. Online at sketchfest.org. Hey, Washington, D.C., want to meet up? Teresa and I will be in our nation's capital on Thursday, October 7th for a MaximumFun.org meetup. You can join us from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for hanging out and palling around and enjoying some snacks and drinks at the Science Club in DuPont Circle. It's at 1138 19th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. You can find more information on our website at MaximumFun.org. That's the Max Fun Meetup on October 7th in our nation's capital. Invited guests include President Barack Obama. It's at the Science Club in DuPont Circle. I hope we'll see you there.
The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go, for Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. And Ask Metafilter, thousands of life's little questions answered, online at ask.metafilter.com.